We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty then, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this almost Friday, Thursday, Race Day show coming to you from the damp gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, Sports Talks Race Day Las Vegas at the South Point Studios on the South Point property here at the Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas. And the South Point Studios broadcasting at YouTube. We welcome you to the show. And, of course, all of you listening here running around town and the slick roads around town. Be sure you slow down if you're listening here on the radio at our local radio anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And, of course, if you're listening on our other platforms, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, and Google with the apps. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, welcome to the show. It finally has rained here in Las Vegas. We haven't had rain in hundreds and hundreds of days here in Las Vegas, but we're getting rain this morning. It didn't get cold enough to get us the snow. The snow is going to stay in the mountain area, but Las Vegas is it's raining right now out here in Las Vegas, right outside in the parking lot. I know, I just walked through it. 43 degrees right now. We're going to get up to 51 today, and it's going to be raining all day. because there's a huge, huge system that's going through California, coming through here in Nevada, et cetera. It makes its way across the continent. Of course, by the time it gets to the East Coast, it'll start getting to freezing and cold there and rain and snow and all that stuff. But right now, we have rain that's going through all of California. We got rain that's coming through here in Las Vegas, Nevada. In Northern California and Northern Nevada, that is turning to snow. It's snowing up there as well as Washington. And then you have a big clear spot in the Midwest and the Plain States until you get right around the Midwest. And that's where the system that has gone through the Plain States, et cetera, has now made its way to the East Coast. So you got snow up there in parts of Maine, New York, Delaware, et cetera, there. You got a lot of rain going on in the mid-Atlantic. And, of course, down there at Florida right now, in Florida, it is clear. But I can tell you this, there's a system that's moving towards Florida through parts of the Gulf, et cetera, as well. So we're in between systems in the mid part of the country. You got another system that's working its way over here on the West Coast. And the system that was in the Northwest a couple of days ago is now on to the East Coast. In addition to that, you're going to get a lot of cold weather. The Arctic is back as well. But right here in Las Vegas, obviously, because of the rain and the clouds, et cetera, we're only at 43 degrees. But it's going to be this way for the rest of the day. They say it's going to be clearing out sometime by tomorrow here in Las Vegas. So if you're planning on coming up to Las Vegas, should be okay for the weekend here as this system moves through. But what we here, racing fans on the West Coast, are concerned about is the rain right now in Southern California. Now, you know, there is no racing today at Santa Anita, but if they dump enough rain in the Arcadia area over Santa Anita Park, that's going to make it a very tricky call for racing tomorrow. So we'll have to wait about that, of course. Our man on the scene down there, John Linda, will give us the latest on that. But I wouldn't look for any turf races tomorrow for sure if they run the races at all at Santa Anita, because we don't know how long the rain is going to go through there. But right now it looks ominous in the state of California. Rain and snow just covers the entire state in California right now. All right, so 43 and raining, 51 and raining this afternoon here in Vegas. But it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the books. And you know that's where we're going to be. So much for that. Okay, we're going to take a look a little bit of the Rachel Alexandra out at the fairgrounds today. And the Sunland Park Oaks. These are two races that have Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points to it. So when we get with Jonathan Ardoon, we'll take just an oversee of those races. As you know, there's going to be six big stakes races on Saturday at the fairgrounds, including the Rebel, the Risen Star, and the Rachel Alexander that hold points for the Derby and the Oaks. And the points in those races at the fairgrounds Saturday will be bumped up now. The winners of those races will get 50 points for both the leaderboard in the Derby and in the Oaks. So they bumped it up. Now we're getting to the point where we're getting to the schedule where now the prep races are getting to the 50 points. And you know what's going to happen when we get into March and April. They're going to get the 100-point ones there as well. So we're going to take a quick look at the Rachel Alexandra and the Sunland Park Oaks. Don't forget the Kentucky Derby wagering pool. The next wagering pool, the Parimutuel pool out of Churchill Downs, will start tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. here in Las Vegas. Citizen Bull is the individual favorite, opening up at 6-1. We'll wait and see how that flows through the Parimutuel before it closes at 3 o'clock Pacific time on Sunday. Ron, remind you that there is a President's Day holiday coming up on Monday. We won't have a show here at the race day. We won't have a show on Monday, but here are the tracks that will have a special Monday President's Day racing card for them. That includes Aqueduct in New York. The Fairgrounds will have a special President's Day card on Monday. Oaklawn Park will have a special card, and Santa Anita will also have a special card. So the tracks that do not normally operate on Monday that will for this coming Monday President's Day include Aqueduct, Fairgrounds, Oaklawn, and Santa Anita. So make sure to remind you that our handicappers will have sheets for the tracks they cover on Monday. We won't have a show, but they'll have their sheets available at their websites. All right. Taking a look at some of the horses that are on their way in the Kentucky Derby, on their way for their next starts. Sovereignty, unraced since winning the Street Sense Stakes on October 27th at Churchill Downs, is going to make his next start in the Fountain of Youth, the $400,000 Fountain of Youth, and that'll happen on March 1st at Gulfstream Park, according to trainer Bill Mott. And these are the notes that are coming from us over the Daily Racing Forum. Of course, Brendan Walsh is looking forward to his horse East Avenue that makes his three-year-old debut after an eventful race in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. East Avenue makes his start this year, of course, in the Risen Star that's happening on Saturday at the fairgrounds. Bob Baffert has fluid plans for his horses. Remember, he's got three horses. Citizen Bull, of course, that won his three-year-old debut, and Barnes and Rodriguez yet. So he needs to kind of negotiate those horses as well as some of the other horses. He's got a three-year-old that's going in the Sunland Park Derby on Sunday, and a three-year-old filly that's going in the Sunland Oaks on Sunday at Sunland Park. But the three big horses, Citizen Bull, Barnes, and Rodriguez, he's kind of juggling to see where they might go. You know that one of them's got to go to Oaklawn Park for the Rebel Stakes on February 22nd. And, of course, it's Santa Anita on March 1st is the San Felipe. So we'll wait and see where those horses go. But Bob Baffert is still mapping out a schedule to keep these horses as far apart as he can and get Kentucky Derby points until they get to the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May. Hypnus, who won a big debut maiden winner at the fairgrounds on January 18th. If you didn't see that race, you really got to see it. He just ran off the screen. He remains the candidate for the Rebel Stakes at Oaklawn Park. Captain Cook, winner of the Withers. He's looking towards a spot possibly for his next start in New York as he stays on the New York circuit for the Kentucky Derby preps. And Bullard, he's going to get his two-turn test in the Rebel Stakes coming up at Oaklawn Park. So Bullard will be in the Rebel. And McAfee is going to be under consideration for the Wood Memorial. That, of course, there at Aqueduct, the final big prep race for the Kentucky Derby, the Wood Memorial there. So those are some of the three-year-olds on the scene that are, connections are looking ahead for their next starts as we take the march to the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May. Another big-named horse has dropped out of the Saudi Cup. This thing is really falling apart. You know, the two American horses that were taken off the trail for the Saudi Cup a couple of weeks ago. Now that big winner in Dubai, the big winner, Laurel River, will not make the Saudi Cup. He was the big name left for the Saudi Cup. Remember, this is a $20 million race, and it happens a week from tomorrow in Saudi Arabia. But Laurel River got a small setback in his training, etc., so they say he's going to pass the Saudi Cup. So I don't know. You got a lot of horses that are not marquee horses that are going for big bucks in the Saudi Cup, it seems. They're survivors, let's say, for the Saudi Cup. But Laurel River is now out of that race. So we will wait and see what's left there in the Saudi Cup 1 week from Saturday. All right. We got Jonathan Ardoon standing by, Rich Ang, John Lindo, and Jerry J. And my guys came through yesterday, Mr. Colucci and Mr. Ang. In a day where we had, an abbreviated amount of picks from our handicappers. But nevertheless, Rich Ang and Dwayne Carlucci came in the same race at Turf Paradise. And they came with two different horses. Carlucci had Marmalade Sky. Marmalade Sky was at 10-1 on the morning line. Richie came with Nice as Pie, which was the 9-5 morning line favorite. Well, Nice as Pie won, but Marmalade Sky finished second, and so the Scirocco play hit. The Scirocco Exacta play hit. The winner paid $4.38 as the big favorite. Richie Ang gets the win there. Carlucci, though, his long shot horse that ran second really made the Exacta happen. The $2 Exacta paid $19.12. So Carlucci and Ang team up yesterday to get us a win on the show in the Scirocco play. Gulfstream Park. Jose D'Angelo, trainer Jose D'Angelo, had a couple of wins on the card yesterday at Gulfstream Park. He won the second race with Irad Ortiz's first win of his several wins yesterday, paying 360. Then D'Angelo came back in the sixth race at 520 with MSAL Jaramillo winning that race. And Irad Ortiz Jr. got his second win of the day aboard a Safi Joseph Jr. Runner in the seventh race. And Jaramillo got his second win of the day in the last race, paying $20 for Oscar Gonzalez. So Ortiz and Jaramillo had two wins apiece yesterday. And there was a dead heat in a race that in the fifth race at Gulfstream yesterday, a wind dead heat. Brendan Walsh and Tyler Gaffleone, Edgar Zayas, and Mike Maker shared the winner's circle with their horses, paying $4.40 and $7.20 respectively there at Gulfstream Park yesterday. Tampa Bay in the fifth race. This was a race that I'm sure they would like to forget. In this race, the seven horse, Rough and Rowdy, reared up in the starting gate, and just as he came down, the jockey got off the horse when he started rearing up, you know, put his legs on the side of the gate. So they settled the horse down, and the starter, I guess, thought that the jockey was on the horse again after he reared up, but he wasn't. So when the starting gate opened, Rough and Rowdy came out as clean as pie without a jockey on him. So obviously they made him a non-starter in the race. And then at the finish of the race, there was an objection in the race. The winner, Dial Him Up, paid $83.60. It was an $83.60 winner, but he had to survive a steward's inquiry and an objection by two horses in the race, but there was no change there. That was the race before the heartbreaking loss of Jonathan Hardoon's play in the sixth race. Ran the red, and I thought he was going to hold off and win, but he got right to the wire in a driving finish with Cantario. And Cantario, at the finish, put his head down long enough to get the nose victory at the wire, beating us out of a nice 6-1 shot winner there. Jonathan, it was a gallant effort for your pick there, anyhow. That was what happened yesterday, but we're looking to see what's going to happen today. And so we will be back with our handicappers, Jonathan Ardoon, John Lindo, Rich Eng, and Jerry Jay, and, of course, your racing menu. It's all coming up right after this first break. And, of course, get to YouTube, get on our site, and you'll see the chat box. And they're chatting away right now in the chat box. And all you have to do to join that chat box is get to that page and subscribe. If you haven't already subscribed, it's free. And once you subscribe, you get to chat away on the chat box. So while they're chatting, we're going to a break. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas on this Thursday show. In the rain here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I can tell you folks, although it's wet outside and you got to watch the streets because it's the first rain in a long, long time, so there's a lot of that slick oil that built up over the surfaces. So be careful when you're driving out there here in Las Vegas if you're listening or watching here in Las Vegas. But we needed the rain. We need more, but we got the rain today. All right, as far as that's concerned, as you know, told you we're going to top out here at 51 degrees today in Las Vegas with rain. Miami, oof, What a nice day it's going to be in Miami. 81. Tampa Bay, how about that? 85. Mm. Of course, New York, 48 degrees. And you got Chicago at 19. They're going to top off at 19 degrees today in Chicago. Man, oh, man. Phoenix, Arizona, 70. L.A., 58 with rain. And if you're looking for one of the real cold spots in the nation, there International Falls, it's going to be a high of 6 degrees today, as well as Minneapolis, 6 degrees today. Wow. All right, here's the racing menu for today. We remind you the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. That's where we're at here in Las Vegas. These will be the first post times rolling out in the book right behind us, the studio here on the main floor right at the Racing Sportsbook. And, of course, if you're listening anywhere else in the Pacific time zone, these will be your times, too. However, for those of you listening on all the other platforms around the world, we know you're in different time zones, so adjust from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone to get the first post time zone proper in your where you're listening or watching from, okay? We don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. We begin with the Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley has 8 races today. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $5,258. 8 races at Mahoning today. Then we go to Gulfstream Park, where it's going to be nice and beautiful down there, they say. Gulfstream Park, 9 races today. First post time is 9:20. That Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover is starting to climb now. It's at $415,865. $415,865. In the Pick 6 jackpot carryover, the Rainbow jackpot today at Gulfstream. Their first post time is at 9:20 for their 9 race card. Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Aqueduct has a first post time here in Las Vegas at 10:10 at Aqueduct. It's drizzling at Aqueduct. They say it's going to be about 40 degrees there in New York. The track is sealed and sloppy. It's going to start out sealed and sloppy today at Aqueduct. They have 8 races today at the Big A, and their first post time at Aqueduct is set at 10:10. 10:10 at Aqueduct today. Next comes the Fairgrounds, New Orleans, just a couple of days away from their big racing day. Fairgrounds has a Pick 5, a regular Pick 5 carryover today at the Fairgrounds of $31,049. 9 races today at the Fairgrounds, first post time 10:45 with that regular Pick 5 carryover of $31,000 plus. Sunland Park has 9 races. They're setting up for their big day on Sunday. Sunland Park, 9 race card, starts at 11:25. Sunland has a super high 5 carryover, a small one at $587. Turf Paradise, Phoenix, Arizona. Remember, they hit that big, big carryover in their Pick 6 jackpot at Turf Paradise. Their first post time is 11:55 today, 11:55 at Turf Paradise. 9 races, first race is a quarter horse race, and then the next date will be Thoroughbreds again, first post time Turf Paradise, 11:55. Penn National has 10 races today, Penn Nat. Their first post time is 2:45 at Penn National. They have a Pick 5 carryover, a regular Pick 5 carryover of $1,077. That'll happen at Penn National today with a first post time of 2:45 for their 10-race card. Next up comes Delta Downs. Delta Downs has 8 races. Their first post time at Delta is set at 2:50. 5 minutes later, they'll begin the racing at Turfway Park. Turfway Park's first post time is 2:55. They have 10 races today. Turfway Park had the highest payoff in the nation yesterday. Their Pick 6 jackpot payoff at Turfway Park, $100,731.19 for the 20-cent Pick 6 jackpot at Turfway Park yesterday. They took it down. First post time for 10 races and full fields today at Turfway Park is set at 2:55 at Turfway today. Charlestown wraps it up. Charlestown has 8 races. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $8,359. First post time for their 8 races is set at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. That's your Thursday race day Las Vegas menu of racetracks. All right. Let's bring in Jonathan Ardoon right now. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm fine. It's raining here, and I'll bet you it's raining there, too.
It is raining. It's too warm to snow, so that's good. It's in the 40s, but it's a miserable day. It's overcast, raining, a little sleet, a little of everything.
You know, even though the temperature doesn't fall to the point where it becomes snow here in Vegas, you know, 43 degrees and rain, the dampness makes it feel like it's a lot colder, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow, they've sealed the track at Aqueduct. They're going to start off sloppy there. Anything that people should know on a kind of a normal basis when the track gets sloppy at Aqueduct?
Well, usually it favors speed, but especially when they have days off coming into that race. You know, like they didn't race here since Sunday, so a lot of times the track will start off speedy because they don't work over this track. The only thing they do on this track is race on it, so there are no workouts, no nothing. So you really should watch a race or two and try to get a feel for it.
All right, and the first race is a sprint. The second race is a mile, of course, at the mile and one-eighth the circumference of Aqueduct. It's still going to be only a one-turn mile. So you're really you're not going to have any races that are going to take two turns today at Aqueduct. Everything is at a mile or shorter today in the eight-race field at Aqueduct. So we can start our lesson early in the first race, the six-and-a-half-furlong maiden claimer.
Yeah, you'll get an idea. You know, doesn't take long to figure things out.
All righty. Well, we went over just a thumbnail look at the Risen Star and the Sunland Park Derby yesterday. We'll get more into it when it happens, the Risen Star on Saturday with all the stakes races there at the fairgrounds with you. And, of course, on Sunday, we'll take the harder look at the Sunland Derby and the Sunland Oaks on Sunday. But just taking a thumbnail look at the two races for the fillies that'll hold 50 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard, the Rachel Alexander, which is a grade two at the fairgrounds at a mile and 16th, has a purse of $300,000. And in this race, your man Brad Cox has the 6-5 favorite Good Chair. She's an offspring of Medaglia d'Oro. Luis Saez will ride for Brad Cox. Of course, it's owned by Godolphin. But Cox is living large as far as the three-year-old fillies are concerned today, this year, because she's Good Chair is undefeated, 4 out of 4, so she's doing very well. And she gets her test in the stakes race there, the Rachel Alexander. But Cox on the bench has Mohima and, of course, Immersive, who won the Breeders' Cup and the Eclipse Award as a 2-year-old filly last year. And those two are also undefeated. So he's got three really nice 3-year-old fillies going for the Kentucky Oaks. But what about Good Cheer amongst the field here in the Rachel Alexander on Saturday at the fairgrounds? Six others will go against her. And I guess the other horses of some name include Ballerina d'Oro and Simply Joking. Simply Joking is a horse that, of course, Dwayne Carlucci likes in that race. He said that yesterday on the show. He likes Simply Joking in the race, which is at 4-1 on the morning line. How do you see it?
Well, Cox's horse, Good Cheer, certainly the horse to beat. I mean, she's never done anything wrong. She's 4-4. She's been around two turns, and she's won around two turns, so she's certainly the horse to beat. The interesting horse to me in the race is Ballerina d'Oro. Flavian Pratt's going to go spend the day at Fairgrounds on Saturday, and everyone knows to follow him. He's been to Tampa Bay the last two weekends, and he cleaned up there, so he knows what he's doing when he travels. Ballerina d'Oro tried dirt last time for the first time. After running three straight races on the turf, she ran very well in the feet. And who beat her? The other Cox horse, Mohina, who is also undefeated. But she ran very, very well. And again, it was her first try on the grass. And if you're looking to beat Good Cheer, that would be the horse to do it with. Simply Joking is fine. Two starts, last time out ran on a wet track at Fairgrounds, winning, going long for the first time in career start number two. So obviously she has a chance. But again, the race goes through Cox.
I will say this, that Flavian Pratt, his main clients, of course, are Brad Cox and Chad Brown. And Cox having the other two undefeated fillies, I'm sure Pratt can get a first call on either one of those two. But he sticks with Luis Saez aboard Good Cheer. But, you know, Pratt riding Ballerina d'Oro, he's riding that horse for Chad Brown. And Chad Brown is one of his two main clients away from Southern California. So you can see why he came out to ride that horse. But I got to tell you, Brad Cox, he has zeroed in on this Rachel Alexander. He's won three of the last seven Rachel Alexandra races as far additions. So It seems like he's always got a filly that's ready at the time of the year to be very competitive to win the Rachel Alexander, which will happen on Saturday. And like you said, it's going to be a day where there's going to be 14 races on the card. The main race, the main race in there, the Risen Star, is going to be the 14th and final. But the Rachel Alexander is the one just before it. This will be the 13th race on a 14 race card.
Yeah, all the good stake races are late on the card at Fairgrounds. They have the early part of the card is for younger horses and shorter fields. But as the day builds up, so do the races, and they finish it off with the Risen Star.
Well, and they have lights at the Fairgrounds, folks, so there's no problem with losing sunlight, that's for sure. They do have lights there. Although it's a little difficult if you're watching the simulcast signal when the lights come on to really see what's going on there, but that's a good time to really listen to the track announcer down there.
Yeah, the angles they show you, Ralph, you get a little lost. They keep switching the cameras, just give me a race that I could watch the old-fashioned way.
Well, it'll be plenty of sunlight, hopefully, at Sunland Park on Sunday when they run the Sunland Park Derby and the Sunland Park Oaks. Now, the Sunland Park Oaks will only hold 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard, but the race got jazzed up by Bob Baffert sending May Sam out there. Juan Hernandez is going to ride out there on Sunday for Bob Baffert. Of course, Baffert also has a horse in the Sunland Park Derby as well, but May Sam was installed the 9-5 favorite in the 7 filly field there, and Enchanting, Steve Asmussen has Enchanting there with Ramon Vasquez. And Running and Gunning, Asmussen has that one as well with Alfredo Juarez Jr. So Asmussen has two of the next favorites in the race as kind of a duo going against Baffert's 9-5 favorite there. And then you've got Pink Pacific in the race as well. So it's a good competitive 7 filly field in the Oaks at Sunland Park on Sunday.
Yeah, lightly raced horses. Obviously, the race is going to go through May Sam. I mean, listen, she had one start. She ran super that day at a real short price. She's going to stretch out today or actually on Sunday for the first time, but she's bred top and bottom to do it. Juan Hernandez is spending the day there, so I'm sure they went for business.
Well, I'm sure they did, too. The purse value there, $250,000, but more importantly, 20 points for the Kentucky Oaks. And you know, Baffert would love to do what Kenny McPeak did last year in his return to Churchill Downs in winning the Kentucky Oaks on Friday and the Derby on Saturday. So, you know, he's going to be loaded for both of those races. And he's making plans now, as I say. He's trying to play chess. He's a little checkerboard. He's, you know, moving his checkered pieces around so he can make sure that he's got these horses not running against each other. And those,
well, we talk about it all the time. He's got it. It's all strategy now. You know, all these big barns that have multiple horses available, like Cox is going to go through the same thing.
Yeah.
He's going to have to keep them apart from each other, at least till they get enough points.
Yep.
So
yep.
It's all strategy at this point. And these guys know what they're doing. They've been here before. And again, Baffert has a chip on his shoulder. There's nothing more that he would like to do than stick it to Churchill Downs with a Friday, Saturday sweep. In May.
All right. Well, geez, I'm getting to notice you're growing a little bit of a beard there, buddy. Huh? You're going to do a beard?
It's lazy. It's fucking lazy.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's a good start to a beard. I can tell you that. Okay. Listen, we had a heartbreak yesterday with just that Bob at the Wire at 6-1. We're not talking about a horse that's going to pay $5. It was a 6-1 shot. Did all the great work, but just got nailed at Tampa Bay. But we put that in a rearview mirror. And let's just say we're owed one. Maybe we'll get it today. Where are we going with some picks?
Well, first of our two radio plays is going to come in the third race today at Aqueduct. And I like the number 3 horse in here, Eric from Miami. This is a 4-year-old gelding who was claimed 2 starts back by Richard Dutrow. Had trouble last time out. Cuts back to 7 furlongs today. Manny Franco aboard to ride 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 3, Eric from Miami, to win today's third race at an Aqueduct.
All right, third race there at Aqueduct, the 3-horse Eric from Miami, 4-1 on the morning line with Manny Franco, who's been winning in multiples on many days there at Aqueduct this winter. In that race, however, number 4, Ain't No Joke, the 4-horse Ain't No Joke, which was the even money favorite in the race, has been scratched. So we're not looking at a big price here. However, Cam Cam Duke, which was which was the 2-1 second choice in the race. I will assume we'll get most of that money that was going to be headed toward Ain't No Joke. So we might stay there at a good second favorite price in that race. But you like the three, Eric from Miami, third race, the three horse there, after they scratched the big even money favorite in that race.
Yeah, and the whole edge was trying to beat that horse, which we would have done, but we're going to do it again. But unfortunately, at a shorter price than the 4-1 we were hoping for. Anyway, let's go to Gulfstream, look at race number 9, a mile on the turf for radio play number 2. And I love the number 3 horse in here, Without a Pout. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Brendan Walsh barn. First start as a 3-year-old, first start on Lasix, ran very well when trying grass last time for the first time. The key here is the rider switch back to Tyler Gaffleone, who's going to ride for the first time. He's Brendan Walsh's main guy, 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 3, Without a Pout, to send you home a winner in today's 9th and final out at Gulfstream Park.
Well, let's hope we are not pouting after this race, and Without a Pout's going to win it. The 3 horse in the 9th race at Gulfstream, number 3 with Gaffleone and Walsh. That team there, number 3 in the 9th and final. And the scratch in that, one scratch in that race, and that's the number 13, Tellus Matter. So the 13 is out of that race, but we like the 3 to get the job done in the 9th and final at Gulfstream. Want to remind everybody, too, that Jonathan Nardoon has a full sheet of handicapping all the races at both the Gulfstream and at Aqueduct as well. So make sure you pick that up to play the races today from Jonathan at your website.
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. Stay dry, my man. All right, we'll be back with Rich Eng. He's coming up next, and you remember I asked him yesterday, now that the Super Bowl is over and he cashed all that money from the Super Bowl, his bets on that. We are now looking towards the next big sporting event, and that, of course, is March Madness, the NCAA College Basketball Tournament. And now we got to turn our attentions to college basketball, and Rich is going to help us out in that vein, too. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, now, I hope you're staying dry this morning, but it's raining here and where I was at my domicile. How is it your part of the country there at Las Vegas?
Oh, it's raining pretty good, and my dog likes to take a walk every morning. I'm not sure if we're going to get out this morning or not.
Well, I hope he has a raincoat.
me too.
In any case, you and Mr. Colucci came teamed up together yesterday to provide a Sirocco play winner for us. Your horse actually won the race as the favorite, paid $4 and change, but nevertheless, with Colucci's a long shot finishing second, The Exacta came back a nice $19 and change there. And, of course, Richie, you before we get to your pick today, we asked you to start changing your handicapping in sports to, of course, college basketball. I know you've been watching quite a bit of it through the football season as well as I have. But you have an interesting prediction for college basketball for the NCAA tournament on this, you know, on this 13th day of February.
Yeah, I'm going to release one team every day this week, so I'll end up with four by Sunday. And these are teams that I have a bet in my pocket already. I bought the tickets either in December or January, so the odds may not reflect what's available today, but at least it reflects what I have in my pocket and the intent that I'm thinking about. And the first team that I'm going to give out is my alma mater, Ralph, St. John's University out of Queens, New York. I bought them at 60-1 before Christmas. People watched last night's game. They played at Villanova, and they lost a heartbreaker by 2 points to the Villanova Wildcats. But St. John's is 21-4, and the four losses, Ralph, have been by a total of 8 points. So they've all been close losses. Rick Pitino, if people haven't been paying attention, Rick Pitino is in his second year coaching St. John's, and he's doing a fantastic job. This is a tremendous – this is the second-ranked defensive team in college basketball. That's how they're going to play their way through the tournament, defense. So St. John's is 60-1 is what I got. I think the odds right now are more like 25 or 30-1, but they're ranked ninth in the country.
All right, and St. John's, obviously, as you said, is your alma mater. And Rick Pitino, we know he is a winner. And his second year is usually after getting, you know, what he needs in place after the first year there. I'm sure that his teams are going to be tough all the way through the tournament because Rick Pitino is tournament tough. All right, well, we'll get a pick from you today.
Yeah, you know, this sounds like a broken record, but when I send the pick in the night before, we don't know what other handicappers have picked. My pick comes in race 9 at Gulfstream Park. It is the number 3 horse, Without a Pout, that Jonathan Hardoon gave out. And I agree with all the same reasons. First-time Lasix, big switch to Tyler Gaffalione, third start in the horse's career. I think this horse is ready to pop. So Without a Pout, number 3, race 9.
Well, you know what happens here. We call that when two handicappers land on the same horse, the good housekeeping seal, handicapper approval. And that's what we've got today in the ninth and final race at Gulfstream Park. Number 3, Without a Pout is the horse. In the ninth and final today at Gulfstream Park, both Richie and Jonathan Hardoon land on the same horse. And Richie, you're going to parlay that win from yesterday right to this horse as well. Ninth race, the 3 horse. And of course, you'll be back with your full handicapping sheet for Santa Anita when it returns tomorrow. And we want to remind everybody, Santa Anita is running Monday, President's Day, and you will have a handicapping sheet for that day as well. Even though we're not on the air, you will have a sheet for that as well.
Absolutely. 4-day week, and I hope they run tomorrow, but I know we'll learn more from John's report.
And John is coming up next. And thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Remember, Richie says he's going to have 4 teams for future book consideration. So his first one is today. We'll wait and see about that second one tomorrow. In the meantime, John is standing by in Southern California, and he and Jerry Jackowitz will wrap up this Almost Friday, Thursday show. Hope you're out there chatting on the chat box there for us. Don't go away.
Get ready to laugh with Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. Join Frank and his team of featured guests for your daily dose of comedy.
Burrito, the Pittsburgh of the West.
Poison. Yeah. Poison.
Sports. F for Falcons, Alex. We were talking Derek Carr for MVP after 2 games.
Who's we?
Okay, me. I was.
And the funniest social media posts.
People want to show off their food. Boom. Wiener on a guy's shoulder.
It's the dark cult. We bleed blue.
It's your one-stop spot for great laughs and a good time.
But a bumps.
Find us on YouTube at Punchlines FN and join the chat live weekdays at noon Pacific for the ultimate blend of jokes, sports, and viral fun.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for wrapping up this Almost Friday Thursday show. And, of course, I'm checking out the chat box there. Somebody is razzing me a little bit when I say it's cold out here. It is for Las Vegas. It's cold out here. I know it's not cold in a lot of places that you guys are watching. I know it's you're in the deep freeze, but for here it's kind of cold. That was kind of neat to see there. Laugh out loud. Okay, time to go to John Lindo standing by in Southern California. John.
Hey, good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Is it cold and raining there in California?
Yes, it is. It's cool. It started raining last night. We're supposed to get a little break midday, and then the bigger storm comes in later tonight. So we should have some pretty good rain tonight into Friday morning, and then it's supposed to clear out for the weekend.
Well, we know that Richie Ng is taking positions on future book bets for the tournament. He did for the Super Bowl, but I'm going to ask you your future book thoughts about the card going forward tomorrow at Santa Anita.
Well, there are no grass races scheduled, but I'm doubtful that they're going to run this card. I'm going to do a Lindo report for Gulfstream Park tomorrow because I don't want to backtrack and find out that this, you know, the card goes in the shredder here. So we'll do Gulfstream Park tomorrow just as a precaution. I know the weather will be good there. We should be good to go Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Although, you know, if it gets a lot of rain, obviously we'll have to see what they do with the turf course on Saturday.
Now, John, of course, you say you're going to do a Gulfstream tomorrow, the just in case there, but you will have a Santa Anita sheet just in case miracle of miracles they run, right?
I'll wait as long as possible to write one up for tomorrow. If I don't hear anything before press time, I'll write it. I'll write up the Friday card for Santa Anita, yes.
Okay, you got it. Well, as you normally do on the Lindo Report, you give the latest of the jockey trainer standings on every track that you do at the beginning of their racing week. Today is the beginning of their racing week as far as you're concerned with the Lindo Report. So what are we looking at, jockey trainer standings?
Going to Gulfstream Park today. Gulfstream Park, your leading jockey is Rad Ortiz. He's got 72 wins. Tyler Gaffalione, second with 48. And then a tie for third with Luis Saez and Edgar Zayas. They've each got 43 winners. As far as the trainers go, Safi Joseph has been dominant from the start. He's got 46 wins at Gulfstream. Mark Cassie, Jose D'Angelo tied for second with 26. And I thought it was interesting. Graham Motion won the last race on Sunday with a horse named Smart Union. He was 0 for 27 at Gulfstream going into Sunday, so it took him a while. So we'll see if that barn heats up.
Yeah, Grand Motion is way too good a trainer for that kind of stat. And they all go through lulls, and maybe now we can catch him on his upswing again. But Cassie and D'Angelo are having solid meets behind Safi Joseph Jr. What about the favorites?
Favorites are holding right at the norm, Ralph, 34% for the meet.
All right, that's what I like to hear. Anyhow, it's going to be really nice out at the Gulfstream Park today. The Lindo Report for Gulfstream Park featuring all the races, selections there, suggested late pick four, and all that goody information we just went over. All in one comprehensive sheet, and that, of course, is the Lindo Report. The Lindo Report today for Gulfstream can be had in only one place in your gaming capital. It's right here at the South Point, only here at the South Point exclusively. And it's free of charge. Compliments from the South Point to the players here because they love horse players here at the South Point. All right, John, where are we going for a winner?
I'm going to do the fifth race, but just a real quick update for you. You guys talked about the Rachel Alexandra on Saturday at Fairgrounds. The filly you guys were talking about, Ballerina De Oro, did not ship from Florida to Fairgrounds for that race. She spiked the temperature in Florida. She stayed home, so she will not run on Saturday. You can take her out of your handicapping equation for the Rachel Alexander.
All right, Bella De Oro out because of a fever. That's a good piece of information going into the Rachel Alexander. Of course, Flavian Pratt, I guess, will probably stay. Well, no, he probably has a mount in the other stakes races.
Yeah, he's got mounts for Chad Brown and some of the other races, and if Chad's going to send him out, he's going to go.
You got it, my man. Okay, well, he'll be in the Big Easy anyhow. But for today in South Florida, where are we going?
Race number 5, 1.5 miles on the grass. Number 4, Bravo Kitten, is the only multiple winner in this race. And she won going 1.3 miles on the Gulfstream Park turf. So she can get the distance. She likes this grass course. Comes off a good race on the Tapeta last time. Her third start off a layoff. She ought to be dead fit. Arad Ortiz in and look for a stocking trip. If we get anywhere near the 8-1 price, we should take it. Number Number 4, Bravo Kitten, race number 5 at Gulfstream Park.
Well, as Jerry Jackowitz would tell us several times over, look for the value. And if that 8-1 on the morning line holds with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard Bravo Kitten, that is a value play, that's for sure. And in the 5th race, number 4, Bravo Kitten. Let's get the cat home a winner there in the 5th race, the 4 horse. It is the anchor in the early pick 5 and early pick 4 at Gulfstream. Get the rest of the Linda Report action for today. Right here at the South Point, it's free of charge. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay dry, my man.
You too. We'll get you the updates as quick as we can for Friday at Santa Anita.
You got it, my man. Thanks a lot. Now, you will, you'll be updating on your X account too, right?
Right. I'll have that on Twitter or X. As soon as I have some information, we'll post it there.
All right. Quickly, the handle.
At John Lindo, J-O-N-L-I-N-D-O, 60, John Lindo 60.
All right, it's on the graphic right now, but for the folks listening on the radio, that's his handle on X. Thanks a lot, John.
You got it. Good luck.
All right, we're going to Jerry Jackowitz now. Jerry, good morning, and I would imagine it's pretty wet where you're at as well.
Oh, yeah.
We need it. Funny what? We need the rain. We need it, you know.
Oh, we definitely do. I think it's a great thing. We should all be smiling here in Vegas. What was 214 days without measurable rain?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, a little rain dance is was called for. I was doing my part last night anyway.
Okay.
Here you go.
Yeah, turn the sprinklers off this week. You're okay. Yeah. In any case, the track is sealed, but it's going to start out sloppy at Aqueduct, but it right. is sealed. A sealed, sloppy track. Any thoughts about how people should look in handicapping that type of racetrack at Aqueduct?
Well, generally, you look for front speed first. I mean, particularly, you know, it's just the horses that like the wet going, they run faster, they get out to the front, and they keep going. That's sort of my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got to look for horses on my sheet that have P's that are potential to improve because maybe they have a little hidden form and they can get a little bit of a price.
Uh-huh.
The ones that are M's, they're going to obviously, they should probably be bet. I mean, you would assume they'll be bet because I'm telling you that they're good on the wet track, but I think other services and people can see that through their own handicapping. So they'll probably be a little bit of an underlay. So that's just the way it's going to be today. But, you know, I like my P's for the most part as a way of playing these this track. So,
all right. So
that's the horses that have my early speed mark, the ones and the twos.
All right. So on your sheet, the ones and the twos, they represent next to the horses that possess early speed in the race, which is conducive to this type of track today at Aqueduct. The P's are, you're looking at the P's as potentially being better than their past performances might show in the off track. And the M's are the ones that have already performed well on these type of tracks, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Hey, let's get a winner.
Well, we're going to go to the fourth race. This is a little bit of a... I wasn't sure whether to rate this as a P or an M. His first race over Aqueduct on the slop ran just fantastic, but I didn't know if that was just because he was better than the other horses because he moved up in the slop. And then he did run pretty well on the slop in winning up in Finger Lakes, but the different tracks, and it's kind of hard to say that because a horse runs real well in the wet at Finger Lakes, will automatically run real well down at Aqueduct in the wet. So I left this as a P, but it really might be an M. But I think I got busted second off the layer, showed terrific speed his first time out wide, and then just kind of faded. Probably has the best of it here. If you get 2-1 or better, you're definitely getting the best of it. You'll definitely have a short-priced overlay at 2-1 or higher. I like the 4, race number 4. I got busted. I'll play the 4 over the 2, 3, 6. You can't get too involved in the reverses. Just you touch on them to break even or something like that. I'm all about the 4. I got busted to win at 2-1 or better.
All right.
3-2 or under, I'm out.
All right.
2-1 or better, I'm out.
Okay, you've got an 8-5 shot, a 3-1 shot in the race. You're between the two at 5-2. So you might hold your cutoff point in that race. In the fourth race, you like the 4. I got busted. Let's bust it open with a win there. The 4 in the fourth, easy to remember there. And the link-ups are 2, 3, and 6 and reverse, just kind of the break even. Jerry J's Power Pages for all of today's racing at Aqueduct available at jerryjspowerpage.com. All right, Jerry, well, we wrap it up here. We want to stay dry out there, but as you say, and as I say, we did need the rain here. And so We will stay in and play the races, and it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the books. So one more thing to say for this damp Thursday, and you're going to say it.
Have a great race day, Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at kshp.gov.